Parshat Bo, there's a pasuk we're all familiar with. And you read the pasuk and you know exactly what it says, but we can miss the point. Vayhi b'chatzi ha-layla. It's in the middle of the night. V'ashem ikar kol b'chor b'eretz Mitzrayim b'chor paro yoshev al kisoh ad b'chor shvi yashev b'veis abo b'chol b'chor b'ma. Makas B'choras takes place in the middle of the night, exactly as Moshe Rabbeinu had told the Mitzrayim. V'yakam paro layla. Hu v'chol avado v'chol Mitzrayim. And Paro gets up in the night, he and all his servants and all the Mitzrayim, Batitza Kogadolab in Mitzrayim, came by it Asher in Shamei. There isn't a household that doesn't have someone who died in the plague. By Kralam Moshe Liyaram Island, he calls out to them. We all know this pasuk because we sang a song in kindergarten. What song did we sing? Paro in pajamas in the middle of the night. Or in the Israeli version, Paro be pijama, Ben Tzahalayla. So we all know this. Reb Chatzke Levenstein Zatzal, the Mashgiach for Stenir, and then in Panevesh, points out that something that we have to stop and think. How in the world did Paro go to sleep that night? How could he and the Egyptians gone to sleep? Moshe Rabbeinu tells him that at midnight Hashem is going to come and kill every single Bechor. In all the other Makos, three of them didn't have warnings, but six out of the six Makos, which Moshe Rabbeinu tells him is going to happen, happens. Dam, Tzradeya, Arav, Dever, Barad, Arba. The other three, there weren't any warnings. Take a look. 3, 6, and 9. But he tells him every... He's right. He has 100% batting record over here. And you're going to sleep? Rashi says, Vayokam Paro, it's a simple Rashi. Vayokam Paro mimitaso. What was he telling? So see, Paro went to bed then. How could he have gone to sleep? So Reb Chatzkel says, this must have been something min hashamayim. There's no logical explanation. But I want to suggest something else. If we go back to Parashat Miketz, Torah tells us at the beginning of Parashat Miketz, Vayhi Miketz Shnasayim Yamim Ufar Cholein Vineo Med Al Yor. Paro has a dream. And he dreams about the fat cows and the skinny cows, and the skinny cows swallow up the fat cows. And later on he tells Yosef he's never seen such horrible looking cows in his entire life. He has two dreams that night. But after the first dream, what happens? Vayikatz Paro, he wakes up. The skinny cows devour the fat cows. There's no remnant of the fat cows left. The skinny cows are just as skinny as they are. It's this incredible dream. Vayikatz Paro, he wakes up. And what's the very next word in the very next pasuk? Vayisha. He went back to sleep. Okay, had a dream. He went back to sleep. In the morning, Vayikatz Paro v'inei chalom, he has a second dream. And then he's all agitated. But you have the first dream. And he goes back to sleep. Paro seems to live, and the Egyptians seem to live in a different reality. There's certain things that are going on, and they sleep through it. Paro wakes, has a dream, and he goes back to sleep. In the morning, he'll take care of it. This is a dream that's telling you the whole future of Mitzrayim. It's a dream that's incredible. You've never seen anything like this. And he wants, he demands of his chartumim, but that can wait till morning. I have to go to sleep. And here, in Parshat Bo, Moshe Rabbeinu tells him, Hashem's going to come and kill every single Bechor in all Mitzrayim. Okay, but I have to go to sleep. He goes to sleep. His servants go to sleep. All of Egypt goes to sleep. There's this unbelievable, momentous event that's about to happen, and they go to sleep. B'nai Yisrael are different. Yaakov Avinu also has a dream. He has a dream, beginning of Parashat Vayetze. And he has a dream of the ladder, the Malachim going up and down. Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnato. He wakes up. Vayomer Achein Yesh Hashem B'makom Hazeh V'Anochi Lo Yadati. And he doesn't go back to sleep. Because when you have this momentous occasion, or you have and you're in an unbelievable place, there's a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How can you sleep? And Bnei Yisrael, in this week's parsha, they're eating the Korban Pesach at night. And how do they spend the night? Masnechem chagurim v'naloseichem b'ragleichem. They're ready to go. They're ready to travel. They can't sleep. Because they know that you have this unbelievable event about to happen. It says, how can you sleep? And that's the difference between Paro and the Egyptians, and Yaakov and Bnei Yisrael. Paro and the Egyptians sleep through these momentous events, these unbelievable, incredible things. Yaakov, Bnei Yisrael, know when you have something incredible going on, how can you sleep? Today is the first day of a Nuzma. It's the beginning of the second semester. What's this semester going to look like? It's important not to think of what the last semester looked like, but what's this semester going to look like? You have two choices. You can sleep through the semester. Or you can stay awake. Take advantage of every moment. This is a year that you were dreaming about. You think about the year in Eretz Yisrael. Some people have a dream and they sleepwalk through their dream. Some people have a dream and they live their dream. And it's up to you to decide what the semester is going to look like. You can sleepwalk through it. You can go through the motions. You can get up at 8:25 and more or less get to the Beis Medrash a little bit later than whatever it is. You can sit and you can schmooze with your chavrusa about whatever you want to schmooze about. You can go in, you can go out, you can check your phone, you can do this. You can figure out how to come late, how to still buy marked attendance, leave early. You know the system. It's not hard to beat the system. If you don't know how to beat the system, ask anybody. I can tell you, you can beat the system. And you'll go back at the end of the year and say, how was it? Oh, the year was great. We had a tea all over here. And we had Rosh Chodesh Adar over there. And we had some nice breakfasts. And we had... Yeah. But you sleepwalked. You slept through the year. Well, you can say, this is so much of an unbelievable year. How can I sleep? And I don't mean to stay awake till 5 in the morning. I mean to take advantage of the 60 minutes that exist in an hour. To take advantage of the opportunity that I'm going to designate more than 5 minutes to daven shachris in the morning. Yeah, maybe here it means to sleep a little bit less. Maybe to go to bed a little bit earlier and wake up a little bit earlier. To rearrange your schedule. To come and daven a davening in the morning like it should be done. To pay attention. To say, this is the year I'm going to start paying attention to saying brachos. Starting to do things with a little bit more kavana. And if I wasn't so careful about X and Y, I want to be careful. This is the year that I'm going to work on my midos. These months, they're so crucial. can make so much of a difference to how this year is going to be. Bnei Yisrael and Parshat Bo are the night of Korban Pesach. The night of Pesach. And they're getting ready to leave Mitzrayim. And they're going to count 49 days, beginning with the following day, till Har Sinai, till Matan Torah. So I know it's not the 15th of Nisan tonight. But Shavuos isn't all that far off. And we need to count, not only count the days to Shavuos, we have to make sure that the days to Shavuos count. That they're meaningful days. You can make a cheshbon nefesh, a simple cheshbon nefesh, at the end of a day and say, did I learn something today? What, I had this class, yeah. I learned something. Did I do a little act of chesed today? Something. Smiled at somebody, helped somebody. That I work a little bit on my midah of kaas, or whatever other midah a person needs to work on. I was a little bit more careful about my brachas, yeah. My morning brachas were good. Afternoon, a little bit less. Okay. But something. You can go day after day and say, I was awake today. I accomplished something. I did something. The day counted. Pasuk says by Avram Avinu, Avram Zaken Ba Bayamim. Avram comes with his days. He didn't waste a day. So we're not Avram Avinu. But no day should go by that we don't feel a sense of accomplishment. Because then when the semester ends, when the year ends, you can look back and then it said, this really was an incredible year. Not only because of the tiulim, not only because of the special breakfasts, because I took advantage of my dream year. I had a year that I dreamt about, and I didn't sleep. I stayed awake.